Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to the Thai Expat Daily Show. I'm your host, Kieran Mack, as always, and delighted you've been able to tune in with us yet again for another show. Now, before we do get into the top trending stories here in the country, don't forget to like this video, subscribe to the channel as always, and hit that notification bell so that YouTube will let you know when the next podcast, show, or whatnot is updated onto the website. Now, if you like listening to us on a podcast player, there's a link down below in the description, and you can hit on that. It'll take you to a website where there's a vast array of podcast players. If you also like listening to a short form version of this, you can check us out on TikTok, and there's also a link down below in the description. Now, if you want to support the show, you can do so by buying us a coffee, link down below in the description as well. And you can also become a channel member, and all the information is also down in the description because that's where everything is kept. But now we're done and dusted with all that, let's jump into those top stories today. Six Patong transgenders fined after attacking a transgender tourist from Pattaya. Six individuals were each fined 1,000 baht following an altercation with a transgender tourist from Pattaya on Bangla Road in Patong. The incident occurred around 3:30 a.m. on Tuesday, May 14th, outside an unidentified local establishment in Phuket, and was captured in a video that went viral on social media. Colonel Hearn Sawat, Chief of the Patong Police, provided details of the incident to the local media. The six individuals involved, who all work on Bangla Road, were summoned to the Patong Police Station. They were fined for engaging in a dispute and causing a public disturbance. The tourist from Pattaya, who was attacked, has not yet filed a formal complaint and has since left Phuket. Dr. Nana, director of the Mongkut Watana Hospital, admitted to slapping a 14-year-old boy, ordering him to strip naked and expelling him from the hospital after the boy was caught smoking in the hospital's toilet. In a Facebook post, the doctor, known for his extreme right-wing political views, stated that his actions were intended to teach the boy a lesson for violating the hospital's strict no-smoking policy. He emphasized that cigarette smoke can spread through the air conditioning system, affecting patients waiting to see doctors, and noted that past fires in the hospital were caused by discarded cigarette butts. The doctor claimed that the boy's actions infringed on the rights of the hospital and its patients. While admitting that his actions were wrong, he refused to apologize. The boy's mother acknowledged that her son was wrong for smoking in the hospital, but could not accept the doctor's punishment. She revealed that her son was embarrassed and cried after being stripped naked in the crowded hospital. She agreed to pay the 5,000 baht fine imposed by the hospital for the violation. The teen was visiting his partner, who had just delivered a baby at the hospital when the incident occurred. The mother has filed a complaint with the police against the doctor. The lawyer representing the boy stated that they are pursuing five possible charges against Dr. Nana: assault, embezzlement, extortion, illegal detention, and indecent behavior. In an update to a story that we brought you yesterday, a tuk-tuk driver was fined 2,500 baht and had his driver's license suspended for 90 days after charging four Japanese tourists 6,000 baht for a ride from Sukhavit Soi 18 to Tanya Plaza in the Silom area on May 13th. The fare was eventually settled at 2,000 baht. One of the tourists shared the incident on social media, prompting widespread criticism of the driver, identified as Pumret. Officials from the Land Transportation Department investigated the tuk-tuk driver's ownership and license number, identifying and summoning the driver for questioning. He admitted to overcharging the tourists, attributing it to the heavy rain. As a result, the department fined him 2,000 baht for overcharging and an additional 500 baht for improper attire. His driver's license was suspended for 90 days and he was required to attend a 3-hour public service course. Thailand has broadened its range of long-stay visas by introducing a new option for foreign investors in the Eastern Economic Corridor, or better known as the EEC. This new visa is available in three eastern provinces, including Chonburi. The EEC visa, which permits multiple entries, simplifies work permit procedures for those in targeted industries and offers a reduced income tax rate of 17% for specialists, executive, professionals, and their dependents, if applicable. The EEC visa duration is tied to the validity of the holder's work permit and is categorized as an investor-type visa. While there is some overlap with the long-term residence visa, that's the LTR, the EEC visa is geographically specific to high-tech and sunrise industries such as robotics, petrochemicals, healthcare, tourism, and biotechnology. The LTR visa, on the other hand, is more broadly targeted, covering wealthy retirees, digital nomads, world travelers, and executives without being restricted to certain provinces. Both visas offer similar benefits, including reduced income tax, exemption from 90-day reporting, and special airport privileges. However, the EEC visa is unique in its focus on promoting investment in the specific geographical and industrial sector. In recent years, Thailand has diversified its long-stay visa options to attract wealthy foreigners. These include the Elite Visa, introduced in 2003 with a contentious history, the OX 10-year visa for retirees launched in 2016, which faced criticism for its bureaucratic requirements, and the long-term residence visa introduced last year. The new EEC visa highlights the increasing role of government agencies such as the Board of Investment in collaboration with the Immigration Bureau in managing long-stay visas. Thailand may need to consider relocating its capital from Bangkok due to rising sea levels, according to a senior official from the country's Climate Change Office. Projections indicate that low-lying Bangkok is at risk of being inundated by the ocean before the end of the century. Bangkok, a bustling metropolis, already struggles with flooding during the rainy season. Pavich Kithavawong, Deputy Director General of the Government's Department of Climate Change and Environment, warned that the city might not be able to adapt to the current trajectory of global warming. "I think we are beyond the 1.5 degrees Celsius increase already," he noted, referenced the rise in global temperature from pre-industrial levels. He emphasized the need for adaptation strategies, noting, "I imagine Bangkok will be underwater if we stay on our current circumstances." The city government is exploring measures such as building dikes, similar to those in the Netherlands, to combat rising sea levels. However, discussions about potentially moving the capital are ongoing, albeit hypothetical and complex. Pavich suggested that separating the government and the business areas might be beneficial, with Bangkok remaining the government capital and business sectors relocating. "While relocating the capital is still far from being adapted as policy, it wouldn't be unprecedented in the region. Indonesia, for example, is set to inaugurate its new capital, Nusantara, this year to replace the sinking and polluted Jakarta. This move, estimated to cost between $32 billion and $35 billion US, has been both controversial and costly. Thailand is experiencing the effects of climate change across various sectors, including agricultural and tourism. Farmers are struggling with heat and drought, while tourism businesses face challenges from coral bleaching and pollution. Several national parks have been closed in response to coral bleaching, with further closures possible to protect natural resources. Despite government efforts, air pollution remains a significant issue, particularly in northern Thailand. New clean air legislation passed this year, and national park officials have intensified efforts to prevent and extinguish fires in protected areas. However, improvement in air qualities are not expected for several years due to ongoing agricultural practices like post-harvest burning. Thailand's Ministry of Natural Resources and Environment is pushing for the country's first climate change legislation, which has been in development since at least 2019, but was delayed by the COVID-19 pandemic. This legislation, expected to pass into law this year, includes provisions for carbon pricing, mitigation, and adaptation measures. Thailand aims to achieve carbon neutrality by 2050 and net zero emissions by 2065. Phuket Immigration Police apprehended a Swedish-Russian man, Alexander, who was about to leave the country after allegedly robbing and extorting money from a Russian woman. The arrest occurred at Phuket International Airport on May 15th following an investigation led by the Commissioner of the Immigration Bureau. Alexander, 25, is accused of robbing Miss Diera, a 23-year-old Russian national. On May 8th at 11 p.m, Miss Diera arranged to meet Alexander through the Telegram app at a villa in Shillong to exchange 25,000 baht for $700 worth of cryptocurrency. During the meeting, another Russian man entered the villa unnoticed by Miss Diera. The two men then restrained her, covered her head with a bag, tied her arms and legs, and seized her phone, demanding she transfer more money. When Miss Diera claimed that she had no more money, Alexander slapped her until she revealed her phone number password. Upon discovering she truly had no funds in her online account, the man forced her to contact a friend to bring cash from a nearby room. They then stole $2,000 and 6,000 baht, totaling 104,656 bat before releasing her. Miss Diera promptly reported the incident to the Shillong Police Station, who were then alerted the Phuket Immigration Police. As Alexander was about to board a flight to Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, immigration officers identified him from a watch list and arrested him on charges of nighttime robbery. The second suspect has fled the country, but officials are gathering evidence to request an arrest warrant from the Phuket Provincial Court and pursue further legal action. So as we conclude today's episode, I want to invite you to share your thoughts in the comments below. This show isn't just about delivering news, it's about fostering a conversation. Your insights and perspective matter to me. So keep the dialogue alive, like this video, subscribe to our channel and share it with others. Your support means the world to us. I'm Kira Mack. You've been tuning into the Thai Expat Daily Show. Until next time, take care and stay engaged.